Let's go on to NSABP B37.
Well, it's a study that's being done in conjunction with the IBCSG and the NSABP. The NSABP is the North American point of entry for this trial. We had been probably debating this trial and launching it for more years than we've been debating any other trial. And of course, the hurdles to overcome are very significant in that, you know, we're asking a very targeted question as to what is the optimal treatment of local regional recurrent disease as the first event, knowing full well that, you know, these kinds of patients are not particularly common, and the likelihood of having an unbiased investigator be willing to randomize to chemotherapy or no chemotherapy in that setting is even rarer. So for that reason, we thought that it really ought to be done as a global trial. And, you know, that's exactly what happened as far as the evolution of that concept and trial, to the point that it was initiated in January of 2005. It has a sample size of approximately 1,000, and it's starting to accrue. I think we're doing better. There are approximately 70 patients that have been entered into this trial. It's going to take a while, but I think in the end, we'll have useful information from it.
Generally speaking, who's eligible for the study?
Patients with local regional recurrence, that is ablated with no residual disease.
This is just after breast conservation?
No, it could be local regional with mastectomy as well.
And obviously they would have negative staging for metastatic disease.
Correct. This has to be the first site of failure and the only site. And it has to be ablated with no residual disease. And they would either proceed to chemotherapy, and there's a list of acceptable regimens that the investigator could use, or no additional treatment. And of course, they would get the appropriate hormonal therapy.
What do we know about in this population, you know, what the relapse rate is over 5 or 10 years?
Perspectives have changed over the years. In the days when everybody did radical mastectomy, we would often say that a local regional recurrence would be the harbinger of this disease. Of course, we've backtracked from that. I think we don't have a lot of good data on isolated local regional recurrence. So I think this trial will be very useful in that regard as well.